What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. What is up? It is the Yellow Rooster on the radio. Right here, again, on this Tuesday afternoon, after the Commanders had a burgundy and gold intra-squad scrimmage called the Battle of the Brotherhood. Interesting. Terry McLaurin was out of practice. So here's the thing. Ben Schrober alongside. The Commanders have already cost themselves, I believe, money in the Terry McLaurin situation. Now, they are desperately, desperately trying to keep the toothpaste in the tube as much as they can. But by not being super uber aggressive in doing this, early this offseason, they allowed the DK Metcalf deal, which, of course, was problematic as soon as it hit. And this was the only show that said that. And no other show, even batted an eyelash. We told you it would be a big-time problem right from the get-go. We knew it. We're right. The Ja'Marr Chase deal got done. $40 million a year. The DK Metcalf deal got done, obviously. The Garrett Wilson deal got done. And the Courtland Sutton deal got done. Along with the T. Higgins deal. Now, you can say that because Courtland Sutton, who got his deal done a couple of weeks ago, is reasonably in the ballpark of the same player as Terry McLaurin, even though it's not accurate. Terry's better. You can say, hey man, Courtland Sutton got this. We can't give Terry 32, 33, 34. And you're probably right. Just like when Mike Evans signed his deal a couple of years ago. Right? Mike Evans was 30. And he only got 20 and a half. And that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. That hurt overall the argument points for Terry McLaurin. Right? That's the market in the Commanders' eyes. The market for Terry McLaurin in his eyes is DK Metcalf. And maybe more. And obviously somebody, probably both sides are going to have to budge. But sometimes pride arguments, belief, right? It takes more than just, split it down the middle and nothing to see here. Because it's not only average annual value. Again, don't be completely fooled by that. Some of that is funny money. But it's also guarantees. It's fully guaranteed. It's structure. And if I had to guess, Terry McLaurin is looking essentially for three almost fully guaranteed years as part of a 4 or 5 year extension on top of this year, if I had to guess. And then you look at how other teams do business. So Strobes at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that Terry was with Sam Cosmi, and this notion that this isn't Adam Peters' first long-term negotiation as a general manager, even though a lot of people have said that. Actually, they got a deal done, an extension done with Sam Cosmi. I thought it was late. I thought it was after the market had been reestablished. They got it done eventually. But Strobes pointed out, and it was a good point, that it was right before the season opener in Tampa. So what was that, like roughly September 5th, 6th, something, somewhere in that range?
Like the 4th, I think.
Yeah, 4th, whatever. So we all know, as many have told you, where Adam Peters comes from, San Francisco, they have a history of doing late negotiations and finally coming to a head and finally getting a deal done, usually right before the season, right after the season, what have you. Different dates for everybody. And then there's the Dallas Cowboys, right? There's the Dallas Cowboys, who got a deal done late last year, right before, I think, the regular season for Dak Prescott, have had all sorts of issues, CeeDee Lamb, so on and so forth. And a lot of people believe that they have made mistakes by waiting until the last second, trying to get the agent and the player to blush, to cave, doing what NFL owners have always done to the Players Association, which is what? Force their hand, because they know they don't want to skip paychecks, and make them take a worse deal. That's the belief of ownership around the league. Is you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait. Players will get antsy. Agents will get thirsty. And they'll cave. And they'll give in. And then they'll sign. They won't want to miss paychecks. And that is the belief, I believe, of a lot of owners, of a lot of general managers, of a lot of contract negotiators, to wait and wait and wait and wait. And hopefully the player, usually the player and the agent, give in. And then you get a deal done. And that's a great strategy if it doesn't cost you a lot more money. If it doesn't cost you a lot more money. So, like with Micah Parsons, of course, he's in the fifth-year option. He missed the 4 games last year. Again, Jerry Jones, remember, said it was 6. Then he filed for divorce, and he said he's considering disassociating with the Cowboys and this, that, and the other thing. He didn't want to negotiate a deal without his agent, so on and so forth. Jerry Jones completely dismissed the agent last year, saying he didn't even know who he was. That was about a different negotiation, whatever. Okay. Again, Micah Parsons requested a trade. Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. Myles Garrett screamed to everyone to the high heavens that he wanted out of Cleveland. As soon as Cleveland caved and paid him, Myles Garrett was signing on the dotted line. There's all sorts of things here. Okay. But what Bill Barnwell of ESPN wrote about today, and I don't think Bill Barnwell is you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread like some other people in my industry do. He's fine, does a good job. I don't, like, think he knows more about football than everyone else. But what he wrote about was how basically Dallas, the Cowboys, bungled the Dak Prescott negotiations, how waiting to sign CeeDee Lamb cost the organization, and how Jerry Jones and his son and other people have made Micah Parsons mad, and why the Cowboys are operating in such a manner. And he goes and he starts in 2019, and he gives some details about Dak Prescott. And he said the fourth-year pro at that point, back in 2019, Dak Prescott reportedly wanted a deal worth more than $30 million per season. They couldn't find a common deal. They let him play out the final year of his deal. Then they used the franchise tag at $31.4 million in 2020. The team offered him a $33 million per year deal, and eventually Prescott signed a four-year $160 million deal, averaging $40 million per year. So, I mean, obviously, again, just based on those numbers, Dak Prescott cost them a lot more than ultimately he was originally asking for, right? And then, with, again, 1 year left on his deal last year, 2024, the Cowboys, as Barnwell put it, gave Prescott the most friendly player-friendly deal in football. Four-year, $240 million extension. First player in league history to average $60 million per season on a new pack. It was the first Sunday of the regular season, so I guess it was, right, they played, I think they played that night on Sunday Night Football or whatever it was. He got $129 million of the contract guaranteed at signing, $231 million if you include injury guarantees of the 240. So again, not fully guaranteed, but a lot of it was at least guaranteed for injury. No tag, no trade clause, this, that, and the other thing. Okay? So Barnwell goes on to discuss other deals and other quarterbacks and how Dallas went way over and paid $60 million per year. Other quarterbacks were making $53, $54, 55, so on and so forth, right? And again, he goes back and forth, and he lays out an intelligent argument. I'm not saying that it's not, but he just shows how, through numbers and through negotiations and whatnot, that Dak Prescott made a lot more money than he should have, than he could have, if Dallas had been proactive in trying to sign him. So then he goes through the CeeDee Lamb situation, right? And again, I'm trying to shorten this up. For the radio, you can read the whole thing. It's on the cover story of ESPN, and it's well done, again. But he talks about how a bunch of receivers, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, reset the wide out market in 2022. Spring of 2023 would have been a great time for the Cowboys to sign Lamb to an extension. But then they waited for all of these deals to be done, right? Other deals, and he points out that while there was a little bit of a stagnation in terms of extensions, the wide receiver market played out where they could have signed CeeDee Lamb during this window and again saved them a lot of money. But then CeeDee Lamb goes off for $17.49. And an all-pro appearance in 2023. He explodes onto the scene, right? He's 1 year, again, closer to unrestricted free agency. The Cowboys have the fifth-year option on him, $17.9 million in 2024. Then they could franchise him without a new deal, blah, 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 blah. Then other contracts get done. And again, I'm trying to shorten the details here, okay, just so we can move on. And Justin Jefferson signs his four-year, $35 million per year deal, so on and so forth. And the Cowboys are basically holding off on a CeeDee Lamb deal. And CeeDee Lamb doesn't get Justin Jefferson money, but he doesn't get much shorter than that. He gets 4 years, $34 million. Right? So again, he could have probably been had for 20, let's just call it between 25 and 28. And ultimately, he signs for 34 per year. And people say, well, what's a big deal? There's no difference between a couple of million dollars. The cap is going up. There's a huge difference. Especially if that cost increase is $6, $7 million per year on average. Because that trickles down to the requisite guarantees. You can't have a $34 million average annual value on a contract and have guarantees that are not prohibitive. Period. They're kind of connected. But as Barnwell points out, the Cowboys likely spent $14 million more on Lamb's deal in 2024 than they could have negotiated it for in 2023. And then on top of that, what he calculates is between the Dak Prescott miscalculation and negotiation and the CeeDee Lamb mistake, again in Barnwell's eyes and the data, $63.9 million in extra money paid by the Cowboys for their negotiating tactics. Now, with the Micah Parsons situation, we know, again, Micah has threatened divorce, this, that, and the other thing. But we also know that Micah Parsons is on a fifth-year option for this year at just over $24 million per year. Now, in the last couple of months, right? Actually, going back a year, Nick Bosa, five-year, $170 million contract. T.J. Watt got a contract slightly bigger than Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett got $40-plus million. The price for Micah Parsons is probably over $40 million. It's probably over $40 million. Whereas, if they would have signed Micah Parsons to an extension, say, a year ago, before the Myles Garrett money came in, before the T.J. Watt money came in, when the Nick Bosa money, say, was in, even though, again, they're all different players, he would be in that area. They could have probably, compared to what they are going to have to pay, assuming that they pay it, could have saved $6, $7, $8 million per year on Micah Parsons. Because the market wasn't established at that point to include T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett. Hell, it's not even including T.J. Hendrickson, whatever his name is in Cincinnati. And that's the reason why Cincinnati won't pay him, because the market has gone up exponentially. And so Barnwell calculates, and I don't think he's... Oh, Max Crosby was also included in this, right? He signed a $35.5 million extension per year. He says if Parsons signs his deal with the Cowboys or somewhere else, what we just said, it'll likely top Watt's average salary. It's likely a four-year, $172 million total with an average salary of $43 million per season. Again, the guarantees would be enormous. If you factor in the $24 million on the fifth-year option that he's being paid this year, it would work out to essentially a five-year, nearly $200 million deal, an average of just over $39 million a year, so on and so forth. They could have paid him in the 20s and then into the low 30s. So Barnwell calculates, again, that because they waited and because they dragged their feet, that the Cowboys' negotiating tactics have cost them approximately $100 million. Now listen, I'll say this, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Nobody cares about Jerry Jones and $100 million. He's got more money than he knows what to ever do with. Billions upon billions upon billions. Nobody cares. It's salary cap room. This is not about here in Washington, Josh Harris not wanting to pay Terry McLaurin to make him whole. To be fair, if there was no salary cap, I'm guessing Josh Harris probably would have said, pay Terry 32, 33, whatever. We'll deal with it. We'll make it up. Whatever. But you can't do that in a salary cap sport. But by waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting on Dak Prescott, on Micah Parsons, on CeeDee Lamb, and even on Terry McLaurin, these teams, and it does take two to tango, these teams have cost themselves way more money. Again, there is an inherent risk in paying somebody too early. What if they suffer a catastrophic injury, i.e. Rashawn Slater, right? Signs a four-year extension, 3 days later blows out his patella tendon. He may never be the same again. We don't know. There is a risk. I get it. I understand. And it requires some luck, some good fortune, some good health, what have you. But by the Cowboys waiting, as long as they have on all of these deals that we just chronicled through Barnwell at ESPN and through other guys in the league at similar positions, setting and establishing the market, that's doing the negotiating for you. That's costing you millions per year and multiple millions, 20, 30, whatever millions, over the life of a contract. Whereas if you do the contract up front, and like, if you think I'm crazy about this, you're missing the point, because I will be hammering the Commanders to get a deal done with Jaden Daniels the second they're allowed. Assuming that Jaden Daniels is anywhere close to what he was in year one, in year two, in year three. And they're not allowed to do it until year three. But they should immediately do it. Immediately. Even if it backfires. Because of this. All right, I'm late for a break, but you get the point. This was important. I think this is important. Teams have to be proactive. You can't wait until a player gets close to free agency or until the market keeps setting and establishing itself. If there is a mistake that Adam Peters and the Commanders made in the Terry McLaurin situation, it's not being uber aggressive earlier. And now they seem to be, in a way, using the market that they see, that they feel, to their advantage on top of that. But that's not right, because the market has changed so much that even if Terry isn't worth $33 million because he's 2.5 years older than DK Metcalf, he's not worth $24 million, not worth $25 million. The market has changed in so many ways. Teams have to understand. They have to get ahead of the curve. And so often, as the Cowboys have just chronicled, and we've talked about this, Commanders, so on and so forth, and other teams have done it too. They wait, they wait, they wait, they wait, and they screw themselves. And then they overpay when they could have had it done early. We're with you live on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you want to chime in, 301-230-0980. We will make the turn and talk about Jaden Daniels not playing last Friday night, a poor practice today, how much he should practice next Monday, how much he should play, rather, next Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals on the Team 980. And again, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, just after halfway home, 2:30 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, streaming live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn, along with Ben Strober on the other side of the glass. Cowboy B is still around. He didn't like that Cowboys segment of how his team and his owner, by their stall techniques, have absolutely screwed them out of a lot of salary cap space. And then we wonder why they haven't made an NFC Championship game. And what is it? Help me out here, 29 years, something like that.
He said this is nothing he hasn't heard before already. He's immune to it.
Cowboy fans just live in a bubble, right? Nah, it's just Jerry being Jerry. Jerry will figure it out. They'll pay him. But again, as the Barnwell people, and I've said this all along, I just didn't do it in the detail that Barnwell did. The longer you wait, again, I even mentioned, Sam Cosmi got less money than I thought he would cost by waiting last year, but maybe that's because he just wanted to be here, and he said, well, instead of getting $20 million a year, this is good enough. Not every player, not every agent is like that. The longer you wait, no matter what the number nerds in your building tell you, it will cost more money. Because even if you break down the player and the agent, which is what I believe a lot of GMs and owners want to do, because historically, in the NFL, players have not been willing to sacrifice paychecks. And that's why they don't have fully guaranteed contracts, by the way. Owners and general managers have the mentality of the longer you wait, the better off you will be. The more desperate they will become, the quicker they will be to sign, the more amenable they will be to negotiating. They don't want to hold out. They don't want to cost paycheck. They don't want to cost themselves marketing money, fan support, jerseys, this, that, the other thing. That's great. And there is truth to that. But what these knuckleheads can't realize and can't see is how the market changes with every deal that goes down. Now, for the Commanders, again, I've said this, they cost themselves a lot of money here. If they want to be fair and pay a fair market deal, if they want to pay only a deal that is commensurate with the Courtland Sutton, Mike Evans of the world type deals, which is their right, then ultimately they have a right to do that because there is data points and evidence for that. The problem is you have to have a partner on the other side willing to dance. Courtland Sutton was. Mike Evans was. Terry McLaurin hasn't been so far. And I often say this, it's a tale of two markets, right? You have the DK Metcalf market, if you will. That perspective. Hey, I'm better than or at least the same as DK Metcalf. You know that's what his agent and Terry McLaurin are at least asking for. And then you have the Mike Evans, Courtland Sutton world that the Commanders are living in. So again, you have two decidedly different approaches, markets, views, set of data. Who's going to win? Probably no one. I know this. The only losers in this are the fans. I know that. By the way, before we continue along and get into Jaden Daniels, a little baseball news for you. Would you like some baseball news there, Scrimps? I know you're a baseball guy.
I guess we'll take some baseball news.
Yeah.
It's tough to even think about baseball right now.
I know. The future is somewhat bright, though. A guy that we've talked about a lot on this show when you've been here because you called his Cape Cod games, Ethan Petrie, the second-round pick for the Nationals. According to you, our friends at TalkNats, at TalkNats on Twitter and TalkNats.com, Ethan Petrie has been promoted to single A Fredericksburg. So it's not a far drive, Strobes, if you want to head on down 95, which is the pit of hell, to see Ethan Petrie.
Yeah, I'll just have to leave around noon if the game starts at 6, but I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do it. It's a nice ballpark. I called a game there. It's always
there
a nice experience to go down there. Virginia Credit Union Stadium.
Is that what they call it?
Yep, that's the name of the stadium now.
I didn't even know that's what they
really,
call it.
Really, really beautiful ballpark.
I have only been outside of it. I have not, like right outside of it in the parking lot, I have never been to a game there.
It's a cool.
I don't go down to Fredericksburg very often. I used to live in Fredericksburg.
You came all the way here from Fredericksburg?
Long time ago. I used to go to Redskins Park, mm-hmm. which is 56 miles. And then on my off season, my old boss used to make me drive up to Rockville, 70 miles each way.
See, now you're getting close to where I'm from, Rockville. Yeah. You were coming from Fredericksburg.
From Fredericksburg, yeah.
Wow.
By the way, Alex Clemmy, I think he would qualify as their top left-handed prospect.
Yeah.
Promoted to Double A Harrisburg, also according to TalkNat. So I just wanted to pass that along to you. Give you something, a little bit something to get excited about because, Cade Cavalli last night and the offense with runners in scoring position, not very good. And Jackson Rutledge wasn't good either, and the Nationals had their two-game winning streak snapped. So there you have that.
Rooster, I had a buddy that texted me yesterday and said, do you think there's any chance the Nationals sweep in the series they're playing in? And I was like, why are you even asking me that? He's like, I have this whole system where I would bet on the team to not get swept. Do you think the Nationals would sweep who they're playing? I was like, well, that would mean they'd be on a 5-game winning streak, which I think would match a season long. But correct me if I'm wrong. I think they've always swept one team all year, and it was the Baltimore Orioles.
Correct.
So I was like, it's pretty safe. They're not gonna sweep.
Yeah. Well, and the sweep in San Francisco went out the window the first night because they had, I think, 4 hits and no runs.
Exactly.
And then they won the final two, and the sweep is already out of the question because they lost last night in the series opener against Kansas City. They play tonight and tomorrow afternoon. So
it's been that type of year.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. They only have, unless I'm forgetting one, unless there was a two-game set that I'm not remembering. But the only three-game sweep was at Baltimore, which got Brandon Hyde fired midway through that series. The then Orioles manager.
One game into the series.
Yeah, one game into the series. Absolutely.
They pitched to James Wood, and that was it.
Bad things can happen. It was nice to see James Wood wake up over the weekend. I mean, some people say he's been sleeping. Or, no, I'm sorry. The fan base has been sleeping on James Wood. Well, actually,
who
James
told you that, Grant?
Maybe. Actually, James Wood had been sleeping for a month. If anybody was sleeping, it was James Wood for a month.
Yeah, you knew he'd probably come out of the slump eventually. And I'd say he's not fully out of the woods yet, but certainly a good start to at least get some extra base hits under his belt. He went almost a whole month without homering, which seems crazy to think about. He had 24 by early July, and now he's only at 25 a month later.
Correct. All right, let's get into this. And you can join us at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Jaden Daniels was not good at all today in practice. I'm not pulling any punches. I'm not saying he's good almost every day. He's had two bad days by my count in training camp. Day three of camp on a Friday, he had like three interceptions. Was not good that day, and he was not good today. By any count, by any reasonable measure, you can come up with any statistic you want. I don't care. He was not good. He was not good, not good, not good, not good. Now, again, some of that is because he's playing with an offensive line that includes no starting left guard, no starting right guard, and a rookie at right tackle. Got it? But he did have Tunsil and Biadasz. He's obviously playing without 17, Terry McLaurin. We understand that. But he did have, again, Deebo Samuel. He did have Zach Ertz. He did have Luke McCaffrey, so on and so forth. Jaden Daniels was not good today. They had a walkthrough yesterday. They had a practice on Sunday afternoon. He was fine. Wouldn't say he was great, but he was fine. He didn't play on Friday night, so this could all be just some rust. This could be, hey, man, haven't faced a lot of live bullets since last Wednesday's joint practice in New England, where he was supposedly and reportedly good. But a week without live bullets is a long time. You get some rust, especially when you don't play in a game. Which, if I was the head coach, and this is nothing against Dan Quinn specifically, this is all head coaches that don't believe in playing their guys in the preseason. I don't know how they sleep at night and look in the mirror and say, my guy's ready to play football when he hasn't had to throw and operate behind the line of scrimmage without being tackled, without being lit up like a Christmas tree. And no, you do not want a guy to get injured. We all understand this. And yes, careers can change. Teddy Bridgewater, I've often used that as an example, as a rookie in Minnesota, I think 2014, in practice, with no contact, he blew out his knee on a drop. It can happen. I understand that you are at more risk playing a game than not playing a game. I get it. How much is that risk compared to not playing at all, not practicing much? When you do practice, even in pads, you're not allowed to get hit. You're not allowed to get pushed. You're not allowed to get anything. And I'm just a firm believer, and ask anybody that knows me, because I've had this conversation with 100 or so NFL people. And I tell you all the time, the late, great A.J. Smith was one of my mentors. Love the man. Kyle Smith's dad, former Charger GM. Him and I would argue all the time. He was a Sean McVay believer. Don't play. Protect your guys at all costs. They'll figure it out. And every year we'd go through the same exercise. But AJ, what happens if they suck? What are you protecting? What happens if they're not good? What are you protecting? And he'd say, well, what happens if they're really good, like Matt Stafford? And I'd say, fair point. I'd still play him. Guys get injured playing football. I got it. You try your best. You do your best to protect them. But they need to play football in order to get better at football. Even when they're uber talented. And it has nothing to do with 48-18. I understand. Patrick Mahomes threw one pass the other night. It was a touchdown. It was a one-yard touchdown pass. One pass. I got it. But here's what it did. It gets him into a game rhythm. Pads on, tempo, the calls, new offensive line or new-ish offensive line in Kansas City, not completely new, but revamped. A sense of urgency from getting your ass kicked in the Super Bowl. Oh, by the way, I've been to every Super Bowl they've had, is what Patrick Mahomes says on the back of his shirt. He was still playing. Joe Burrow was playing last Thursday night. Not every quarterback does that. I understand. Lamar Jackson didn't do that. But we already know Jaden Daniels is not going to play in preseason game 3. Now we know he didn't play in preseason game 1. We don't know how much he's going to play in preseason game 2. I would presume it'll be a quarter and a half, maybe a half, maybe. But I would presume it's going to be about a quarter and a half. Is that enough time to get you ready for September 7th against the Giants and their pass rush, who is out to maim you, who is out to destroy you, who is out to bend you like a pretzel? And the answer for me is no. But they've already dropped the ball because I can't sit here on a short week. They play Monday night, then they play Saturday afternoon at noon with a joint practice in between. I can't sit here and make a strong argument for him to play in preseason game number 3. I've already lost that battle. The opportunity was further lost by not playing even a series on Friday night in New England. Now, did that contribute to the rustiness today? Maybe. I can't prove that. I can't absolutely say that. Do I believe that? Hells yeah, I do. Absolutely, I do. These guys should be playing. Enough babying, enough protecting, enough thinking that practice is the same as a game tempo, and practice is the same, even a joint practice, is the same as a game. It's not. It never has been. It never will be. It's not good enough. And while there's no guarantee if you play all 3 preseason games that you're going to be great from the start, I got it. There's a difference between preseason games and regular season games. But you know what there's a bigger difference between? Practice and regular season games. And if you look, right, Jaden wasn't sharp to begin last year. Now, he was a rookie. Everybody chalked it up to that. But he wasn't sharp to begin the year last year. What if he's not sharp against the Giants and their ferocious pass rush? And the Green Bay Packers improved defense on the road in Lambeau Field on a short week with no practice. People are going to find all sorts of excuses. I'm going to look back and say, well, if we took the preseason a little bit more seriously, with a little bit more urgency, with a little bit more, oh, I don't know, emphasis, maybe, I can't prove it, but maybe, just maybe, he wouldn't have struggled. Now, if he comes out and lights the world on fire, I'm going to look bad, and Dan Quinn's going to look right, and so be it. I get it. It could look bad on me. It has at times. I'm just telling you how I believe, or what I believe. Not what I know, not what I can prove, what I believe. 301-230-0980. What do you believe? Should Jaden Daniels play a quarter and a half? Should he play a half? Should he play into the third quarter if this is going to be his only game? Should he have played last Friday night? Should he play against the Ravens? Where are you at in terms of that? After a bad practice today. 301-230-0980. Your calls, your reaction to that next on the Team 980 on the radio and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, Jordan Love, a quarterback who the Commanders will see early in the year, at least scheduled for week two against the Commanders on Thursday night for the Green Bay Packers, had a surgery today, a procedure to repair a ligament issue in his left non-throwing hand thumb. He is expected to be back for week one against the Detroit Lions, but again, expected to be back, not guaranteed to be back for the Green Bay Packers. He might even be back at practice late next week. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, of course, the new Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, doesn't like his new helmet. And we know when Aaron Rodgers doesn't like something, he can make life miserable for people. The specific helmet that he wore last year is now banned for failing to meet new safety standards. So he's been wearing a new one. He said, quote, "I don't like it. No, I'm trying to change. We're in the process still. It looks like a damn spaceship out there. We've got to change it." Okay. Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers go against his now former team, the New York Jets, to start the year. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Royals won the season series opener rather last night against Cade Cavalli, Jackson Rutledge, and the Washington Nationals tonight. The Nationals try and get back on track against the Royals in Kansas City. It's Mitchell Parker against Michael Wacha, in case you haven't been paying attention. Mitchell Parker has really struggled, 7-12 with a 5.43 ERA. Wacha, 6-9 with a 3.36 ERA. Play-by-play, 7:40 on 106.7 The Fan and the Nats Radio Network. Major League Baseball announcing that the World Series is set to start on October 24th. They will not have a flex start option this year like they did last year. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Strobes, the things that happened during the commercial breaks here, I mean, CK, our boss, is yelling at me because he says, you know, Russell, he's like, I can hear you all the way in my office because you're so loud. And he's right. I'm loud. It's called doing a radio show with energy.
You get this every single week.
Yes. But it's called doing the radio show with energy. You know, I'm sorry for doing my job. And I said to him, I said, I have literally done now 8 shows or whatever it is all of last week since I came back from Vegas, and 2 this week, so 7 shows, in a studio that you have to have the door open and a 1970s-style box fan, because otherwise you would literally melt into a puddle of goo, which some of you, I'm sure, would appreciate. If I melted into a puddle of goo and just shut up.
It's hot. I will give you that.
It's hot.
It's very hot.
I mean, we have a pretty good system set up for you guys, so it allows you to keep your door closed, right? You got the box fan. You don't have a 1970s-style box fan. You have a 1990s-style box fan. Then you have the air conditioning tube, machine, whatever you got going on over there. It's fairly comfortable in the 980 control room.
I didn't know you were an expert on box fans.
Yeah. Maybe it's 2000. I don't know. But the bottom line is, we don't have that over here. And it's probably because Sheehan's not here ever. He works from his own studio. Hoffman was out all week. Last week, I think, working from home because he didn't want to deal, presumably, with the air conditioning. And only this dummy actually worked all 5 days last week in this studio. And all they do is yell at me for having personality and energy. That's all they do. While they're sitting there having their 8-minute, 9-minute powwows versus our 3-minute breaks.
Sore subject.
Sometimes you have to defend yourself. Occasionally. You have to be an advocate for what you don't have.
You gotta yell and scream sometimes, just like you do in the show all day, right?
I mean,
according to everyone else.
Yeah, like from time to time, you gotta rant and rave. And I said, I'm sorry for having energy and a personality. You know, I apologize.
for doing
my job.
When I worked with Hoffman, a couple weeks ago, I told him that you and Linnell should have your own show together. And he said, well, they would just call it Loud. That would be the name of the show. The Loud Show.
Yeah, Hoffman has said something similar to me. I don't know if he's ever used that exact term. I think I would, if I had to work with Linnell every day, first of all, I think I would strangle him. I love Linnell.
Wednesdays are coming.
So is winter. I think I would strangle Linnell if I had to work with him every day. Now, Hoffman would probably strangle me if he had to work with me every day. But I would probably strangle Hoffman if I had to work with him. I mean, we're all different. We're all lunatics. We're all a little nutty. We're all different. All right, so I'm loud. Sorry. Again, Coach Sheehan is, you know, very smooth, very kind of one tone. Hoffman is very smooth, mostly one turn. I go up and down. Like a seesaw, like a roller coaster.
You're just the meat of the sandwich of the 980 shows. And that you're the biggest, meatiest part, I guess.
There you go. There you go. I mean, it's a good thing they have everybody else's show on YouTube and not mine. Because God forbid we would want YouTube viewers to see me do my thing. To see me work with energy. To see me work with passion. Most of the time.
I bet you Lou wishes they had you on the YouTube screen.
Lou who called earlier? Or Lou DiPietro?
No, Lou DiPietro.
Chicken Parm Lou?
Chicken Parm Lou.
I love Chicken Parm
He'd
Lou.
He'd love to see
love
you
Chicken
get
Parm.
Animated.
I love Chicken Parm, but I love Chicken Parm Lou. I just want to be clear. Chicken Parm might be the best creation out there by mankind. If you can make it like I can, it is so wonderful. It's so fattening. It's so terrible for you, but it is so delicious, and it is great for leftovers. Get 4 or 5 days out of it. It's wonderful. It's just the best thing on planet Earth. On the Team 980, we are coming to you live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. I'm going to let Strober make a key decision for hour number three. Which of the two commanders that I did interviews with after today's practice does he want to play in the 3 o'clock hour? The answer will come up in just a few minutes on the Team 980, and again, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.